I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
It's Johnny B, everybody. Good morning.
Johnny B.
Yes, sir.
We were talking off air, so the ladies' U.S. Open will be at Champions this year.
Yes, correct. So
and when is that? In a couple of weeks?
So that's going to... The tournament's going to take place in December.
Oh, it is. It's going to be that late.
They have, you know, media days in a couple of weeks. So
okay.
Yeah, they'll have all the, I believe they'll have all the top ladies in the field up there, and then you know, in, what, 2-3 weeks away. You know, it's coming up close. Houston Open's coming here, and just throwing it out there that Tiger Woods is possibly making an appearance.
Wouldn't that be awesome if he came here?
Yep.
Yeah, that would, man.
I mean, the field is already really strong. The field
oh, it
is
always
very
has
strong.
Been, except for pulling guys like him. And yeah. It'd be a welcoming sight to see Tiger show
it's,
up in H-Town.
From the sources that I have within that business, it's shaping up to possibly be there, but you never can tell. I mean, Tiger's going to do what he wants to do just as any other golfer is going to
sure,
do it.
Sure, yeah.
He doesn't really have much left to prove. Unless it's for, you know, his own personal collection, if you could say that.
Well, I've watched them all, and he's an incredible athlete. I've
no
seen
doubt.
Things out of him you'll never see out of a golfer. It's just incredible.
Yeah, he's next level. He's a tier above everyone else, and, you know, it's in this day and age of how good, you know, golfers have become, it's
well,
really
I'll
special.
Tell you, he's he changed the game. He really did.
Oh yeah,
he brought us a man. Look at the lineup on the PGA Tour now. Those guys are unbelievable. Mm. All right, well, cool. Let's go up to Lake Houston now. Let's check in with Mr. John Littleton. We didn't get to talk to him last week. He was on a shutdown. Couldn't talk. What's up, John?
Oh man, you know me. Man, that kills me when I can't talk.
Boy, I'm telling you, a talker like you, and you can't even talk, man. That's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I know. You know, I, you know, Mickey, over the last few years, I've tried to get them to get that rule out of there. You know, I mean, we're not going to say anything that's going to, you know, affect the way the outcome of the tournament is. I mean,
no.
You know, come on. But, you know, and a lot of guys listen, and they come up to me over the weekend and go, "Hey, man, we didn't hear you." And I go, "No, because you know, I say something, and you know, y'all go, 'Oh, well, John's out here broadcasting, you know, about the tournament,' and you know, well, you know, that's how that goes." But,
well, you know, it when the Toyota Bass Classic used to be at Conroe all the time, you know it. I talked to all those guys, did interviews over the radio. They didn't have a, you know.
Yeah. Well,
shut down.
One of them things, you know, and we gotta try to abide by all the rules, you know. So.
Right.
You know, they're there for a reason, I guess. But you know, but man, I was listening to you and Brian, and I tell you what, you know, last Sunday those bass kicked my butt. I mean, it's just no other way to put it. I, you know, was leading that thing last Saturday, and you know, catching fish. And the last couple weeks, Mickey, man, the fish have been on fire. Nothing big, but you know, we've been catching just a lot of 2-pound fish.
A lot of bites. That's good.
A lot of bites. I mean, teams, you know, coming in, a bunch of teams, you know, coming in, you know, with 5-fish limits, you know, for 10, 11 pounds, 9.5, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah,
just a lot of just regular little old tournament fish, you know. And so I felt real good. I did real good the weekend before, and I felt real good about this tournament. And, you know, you know, like I said, I was leading Saturday, and then Sunday I go and I catch two right off the bat and hook up with the third fish, you know, it jumped, and I saw, you know, it's about a 3-pounder, and I go, man, I better get my net. And I'm starting trying to, you know, it's hard to do. You're holding the rod in one hand, fighting the fish, and I'm trying to reach around and get my net, and of course it came up and it jumped off. And you know, so I said, well, I ain't doing that no more. I just flip them in the boat, usually, you know. And so the next fish I hook up and I go to flip in the boat. Well, he hits the side of the boat and bounces back in the water. So, you know, it's like, wow, what am I doing? And Saturday I never lost a fish, not a fish. You know, it was just one of those days. You know, we all have them. And Sunday it was like, I ended up losing, honest to God, I lost 5 keepers last Sunday. And I lost the tournament. Well, I still ended up second, but I lost the tournament by 1 pound. You know, if I'd had, but I only had 4 fish. I never could get the 5th fish in the boat. So, you know, it was just one of those deals. But that's, you know, that's life of a bass fisherman. And I guess life of any fisherman. I know you guys, when y'all fish tournaments, y'all would have those days too. So, you know.
Yeah, anybody that tells you they don't have those kind of days, they're not telling the truth.
No, and I try to tell it like it is, you know. I mean, you know, it should have been my tournament, but we always say that, you know. I mean, everybody does that.
Well, that's why we keep doing it. We, you know, we're fishing for that one Cinderella fairy tale day that just where everything comes together, you can do no wrong.
Yeah, Saturday, last Saturday was that day. I mean, you know,
that's why they have 2-day tournaments. They want to see how really good you are. You have 2 back-to-back days like that. That's hard to do. Put two of them together like that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Sunday, that day was there. Yeah, I just couldn't execute. And I don't, you know, I mean, I didn't do anything different. Using the same rod, the same line, the same hook, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. But I'm glad for Michael. He ended up, you know, winning, and you know, he said, man, you got enough of those trophies, you know. I'm glad I won this one. You know, but he's a good guy, and you know, he's the guy. So
knowing that you caught fish and everything, what were you doing to catch these fish? How were you catching them?
Man, Mickey, we're still catching them on little small crankbaits, and that seems to be the go-to bait. And, you know, they're chasing shad, and I don't know if y'all use a hydro wave or not, but I use one. And, it, you know, people say that it doesn't make a difference. It does. I mean, it creates a lot more bait, you know, around you, you know, and, you know, those fish just come up and eat that little crankbait. Because, I mean, that's one of the first things I turn on every morning when I'm out fishing. I turn my hydro wave on and leave it on all day.
And what is that? Explain that to me.
Do what?
What is the Hydra Wave? Explain it to me.
Well, it's a device that you hook up at your front of your boat, and you attach it on the end of your trolling motor, and it puts out noise in the water. And it'll create noise like shad or crawfish or anything like that. Yeah, and it's, you know, I put it on, you know, on my trolling motor, you know, and it, you know, when you put your trolling motor in the water, it creates a sound. Mm-hmm. And you can almost instantly start watching, you know, you'll see bait start flipping. And, you know, it's just a tool I've used for years. And if I'm giving away all my secrets, but, you know,
this
hey,
poor fish don't have a chance, man.
I was talking to a guy yesterday, and we were talking about all the electronics we have on our boats now, and that was his statement. So he goes, and he doesn't fish a lot, you know, and he was telling me, he said, man, those fish don't have a chance with y'all out there. And I go, no, they don't. We can go, no, it's almost to the fact where, no, that's only a 2-pounder. I don't need to catch him. Let's go catch a bigger one. You know, because you can see the fish. You can actually watch them. You know, you can even watch it pick your bait up. So, you know, it's amazing the electronics out there these days. But, you know, after that little crankbait bite, Mickey, we're going to plastics. I throw a little shaky head a lot. I throw a wacky worm a lot. I throw a Cinco a lot. You know, and I'll usually have 4 or 5 baits, and I'll switch up, and, you know, one day they'll hit a shaky head, the next day they might not, but, you know, they might hit, you know, a fluke, or I love to throw a fluke, you know, and twitch it, and in Lake Houston, I'm fishing a green pumpkin, I'm fishing something off color, you know, a little bit, you know.
Yeah, something that'll silhouette pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, I'm a big scent guy. I've said it before. I get my baits or I spray them with scent. And, you know, we have our own little scent that I use. If it works, you know, you just keep on doing it. But
true.
The main part of the lake seems to be holding the most fish. Out on the mouths of some of these little pockets, you find some boat docks, or you can, you know, the key thing for me was last weekend on boat docks was it had to have some type of brush on it, a lay down or something right beside it. And literally, I'd go down the banks, and of course, I know just about every boat dock there is out there from fishing over the years, but you know, I would sit there in my mind and think, hey, where's that boat dock at, you know, and I'd run over there, and sure enough, I'd catch a fish. Not all of them were keepers, but I would say I probably caught 22-25 fish on Saturday and about 17 or 18 on Sunday that I actually caught. Of course, I lost a few fish Sunday, but, it's just, and you got to be patient. That's the other thing, and make, you know, repetitive casts. Because I'll take that little crankbait and throw down the side of those docks or the little lay down or whatever, but it's hard to get that little crankbait underneath the docks, you know, but I'll take that. Shaky head seems to work real good for me, or that little Cinco. And on that Cinco, Mickey, what I've been doing is I've been sticking a little nail in the tail of it. It helps to cast it underneath that dock a little bit better. And then also it'll sink, you know, it'll sink down a little bit faster like that.
True.
Because what will happen a lot of times is you'll skip it back under the dock, and if that dock's 3 or 4 foot deep, by the time your bait actually hits the bottom, heck, you're 4 or 5 feet away from where your bait landed. You know, right. Because it, as it's falling, it comes back to the boat.
Right.
But with that little nail, it seems to sink. You know, like as soon as I cast it underneath there, I'll let it sink, and I'll pull off a couple pulls of line, you know, and just that way it's giving it a better chance. And, you know, you just cover more water underneath that dock.
True. So, all right, John. Well, I've got a foe, my friend, but give out your number.
Man.
Somebody wants to give you a call about tournament info and everything on Lake Houston. Give them a number, man.
Sure. 281-222-8544.
All right, bud.
Give me a call.
All right, John. Good talking to you. You have a good weekend. We'll see you, bud.
All right, Mickey. Take care.
All right. Later.
Now, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Me and Trimble bought these mosquito nets one time. This is when I smoke. So I got a mosquito net, but you can't smoke it.
No, you
got
to put a little hole in it where you get sick through there.
The mosquitoes is coming in my hole.
Remember the old 612 insect repellent commercials? When that guy sticks his old arm in that mosquito cage and they just go, that's the way it is. Just like
that. No,
that is. 612, I haven't heard that in ages.
No, that is how it is. Remember that guy?
That is how it is. Hey, these flatbillers don't have a clue what 612 is,
nah.
Man.
They got these things now you put on you to send out like sonic waves and
yeah.
I guarantee I take that and throw that in the trash first 5 minutes.
No, they work. Clip one on the bill of your head. I swear to God.
Well,
they
I got to get me a flat bill hat because I got a little light.
Well, yeah, now, yeah, you can't have a bow in your hat. It's got to be flat bill for those thermocells.
Yeah, no, okay.
Get your ironing board out, your starch, and iron that bill, get it good and flat, put your thermocell on it. They won't bother you no more, brother.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 523 in the Bayou City. Let's head down Texas City way now and talk to our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont. I'll just call him Texas City Dave. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Everything's fine and dandy this morning.
And you starting to recover from all the, you know, bad things you've been through here lately with losing your mom and all. It's just I'm real sorry for you for that. That's
I sure appreciate that. My goodness, I'll tell you, so many friends and family all come together and say such nice friendly things. It eases the situation quite a bit. But yes, everything is getting back to kind of like the way it was, but I appreciate you. I appreciate everything. I really do. I rolled out here this morning, and I was very much surprised to see this tide. Can you tell me anything of what's going on? Is there a hurricane out in the Gulf or something? I mean, this tide is unbelievable.
We're just, you know, we've had these east winds all week, and we're on that single tide schedule where we have that real strong, you know, flood tide during the night. It's like a two-footer. And then you add the east winds to it, which makes it even more. And then the outgoing late in the evening is fairly strong. It's like an 0.3, you know, to get some of the water out. But, boy, it's really coming back with a vengeance during the nighttime hours.
I mean to tell you, yesterday morning, I got a late start. I got down to Boyd's and pulled in the parking lot. And Jamie, the fellow that takes care of all of our bait operations as far as getting all the tanks ready, he's been working here with Jason and his family. The Parnell family's been in the shrimping business for years and years here on the coast. But anyway, he was doing something out there, and he hollered at me and says, "Hey, man, have you seen that tide?" And I went, "What's the matter? Is it too low for you to get bait?" He said, "Are you nuts?" He said, "Have you been living under a rock?" He said, "No, man, it is unreal high." So I didn't think too much about it. I rode out to the floodgate a little bit later on and look, and it's kind of hard to tell over that way. But then this morning, I kind of forgot about it, and then when I hit the dike, I wanted to roll all the way out to the end to kind of give everybody an idea what to look for out here this morning. And I was amazed to see the water up over the boat ramps. I mean, even on both of these wooden piers we've got out here, the water's right up. So folks are going to need to be very careful if you're going to launching stuff. It'll be a little slick, to say the least.
Yes.
But water condition-wise, it looks good. There's quite a few folks out here with lights and generators. They've probably been cranking those things up all night long, trying to catch some sand trout and maybe a few speckled trout along the way. And the water looks really, really nice. Quite a bit of bait flopping around under the lights. There's just an awful lot of water. I mean, more than what you even need to get out there and catch some fish.
Yes.
But I believe it's going to be a good morning nevertheless.
I'm with you. I think it will be, too. It's I've still seen a lot of redfish pictures coming off the dike. You know, they're still catching some big reds and a few panfish. I'm not seeing any big sand trout yet. I mean, you probably have, you know, because you're down there. I'm just kind of following it on Facebook and social media.
Well, I haven't seen an awful lot either, although I've been going out to Moses Lake a little bit, and I was surprised to see quite a few sand trout being caught out of Moses Lake, and good looking sand trout, good hard bodied fish,
yeah,
for sand trout, and so that's good to see. So I know if they're in the lake, then they're migrating in and out. So I'm sure they're on the north side over here in Texas City and on the bay, and then probably hanging around the reef. So I think so. Haven't seen. I just love hearing about Captain Barrera down there and talking about those mangrove snapper. I mean, man,
yeah,
those fish were just like, and you know, we get a sampling of them here, Mickey. We don't get anything like those cats do down there. And that, in that regard, to most anything fishing related, but
yeah,
those mangroves, when the water temperature stays warm here along Galveston Bay, they're pretty healthy down around Freeport. But here, it's a good catch if you can catch a few mangroves. And then if you have a real cool winter, the water gets down pretty low like it did several years ago, it drives them out or kills them or whatever it does. But you don't see them much anymore, you know,
right,
for another year or two. But I sure like those. We haven't heard too many reports of those. But some big croaker have been caught. And you're exactly right. The bull reds have it's been a great run. Lots of bull reds caught. Still some good reports. And then I get some pictures from folks that send in some nice slot reds being caught along the marker. It's about a quarter of a mile before the end of the dike altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an eighth of a mile, and around that marker seems like whatever the structure is around it and under it, but you'll see slot reds caught down in that area as well on live shrimp and cut mullet and stuff like that. But overall, it's from what I hear, I hadn't been out here an awful lot in the last week or so with things that's been going on, but doing well. There's some flounder showing up. Man, the Flatty Daddy tournament, did you see where that guy had an 8.83 pounder? I think,
yeah, I mean, it was crowding 9 pounds all day long, bud. that was a flatfish right there. Congrats,
man,
to that guy.
My goodness, I'm telling you, there was some nice flounder caught. The Boyd's tournament's going strong, Mickey. We've got looks like we're going to hit 400 entrants again this
awesome
time. We've got about 300 and I think about 375 in there now, and just took off. I'm really happy and surprised that folks took an interest in it. Still did a little long running tournament, $20, and it'll run all the way to the end of the year so people can sign up and go out there and have a good time. A couple of fives, just under six, and another five, and maybe another couple of fours. Not too many entries yet, but it's early. We're going to get a cold front or two, and the whole fishing world's going to change around.
Oh,
here,
it'll change quick overnight, man, and we'll see some big flats. See some big ones. Well, cool. How's bait availability at Boyd? Y'all holding your own on bait?
Swung by the parking lot just to be able to answer that question and check out the bait flags. And we got live mullet and live shrimp, and I even seen the red mudfish flag. So looks like we've all been out there. So we're until we run out, we've got some.
Good.
But we'll see what happens. We'll have boats going out, good Lord willing, here. In fact, I'm over here pretty close to their dock. And they'll be piling up, getting ready for that sun to come up and where they can go out there and catch some more bait. So we ought to be in pretty good shape, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I like about that Boyd's bait. It's guaranteed to catch fish or die trying. That's a fact.
Ooh, yeah.
If you don't sling it off, you got to cast it just right. Don't be slinging that valuable bait off.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and that bait, it don't come cheap. I'm telling you, everything
is
up, up, and up. And it seems like the bait lately has been in great shape in terms of size. There's always a size for somebody, and then there's always somebody that don't like any size.
True.
But they're big. They're a pretty good size shrimp. They're not oversized, but they're pretty big. But then I got to looking on the shelf, on the walls, and it looks like the artificial bait's running a little bit bigger, too. I'm only kidding.
Oh, well. Well, Dave, I'm sorry about your mom, and, you know, God bless you and your family and what you're going through. And, hey, it's always good to hear your welcome voice on Friday mornings, my friend.
Well, once again, I thank you very much for the kind regards to my mama, and she's in a better place, and we know all about that. So I thank you for that. And
she's smiling down at you right now, buddy.
Absolutely. We're going to keep on keeping on. And thank you for letting me stop in on this Friday morning. Everybody have a great weekend, and looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
And throw out that valuable number at Boyd's One Stop.
Boyd's One Stop. Get on the tournament. Come have some fun. Boyd'sOneStop.com. It'll tell you all about it. 409-945-4001, 227 Dyke Road. Right here, slap dab on Texas City Dyke. You don't have to pay to come to Boyd's. Well, you kind of do once you get in there. But you don't got to pay to go into Boyd's, and then hopefully you'll find something you'd like to have. But the Dyke charges a little bit on the weekends, but Boyd's is before you get to that area, so we're not going to hit you up twice, that's for sure. Thank you, Mickey.
Hey, Dave, have a good one, my friend. Always a pleasure. Okay. See you, buddy. All right, that's old Texas City Dave, Dave Fremont, right from the Dyke.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
It's time for a score tracker update with Steve Hillman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Speaking of Steve Hillman, let's go down and talk to Captain Hillman down in sunny San Leon. Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Not much. Not much score tracking going on my end.
Come on, right, man.
You ain't got no clicking?
No clicking?
No. I don't need a clicker these days, man.
Oh, hey, you know, we all go through these little ups and downs, and this year's been one to do it on, so.
Yeah, no, you can count on one hand. Well, it'd take two hands. Yesterday you had to use two hands. We did really good yesterday. We had 10 trout and a flounder.
Well.
And I actually felt good about that. Now, we caught about 60 throwback, but man, I've been struggling the last couple of trips. Monday was really good. We caught over 30 keepers Monday, but I did something different. That was,
yeah.
That kind of doesn't count, but no, Tuesday we had 6 trout and a red and a bunch of throwbacks, and I didn't fish Wednesday, and then, like I said yesterday, we just had a handful of fish. But the tides got so high, and I haven't been listening this morning. I don't know who all you've talked to, but I'm sure some of
everybody's
the saltwater
mentioned
guys
it. Yeah, everybody's
saying, okay. So
everybody's talking about it.
And I don't know what number excuse that is on our list. It may be number 12 or 13. I'm not sure. But the tides are so high that the fish are spread out. What fish we have are spread out. There's no doubt. We had to burn a lot of gas yesterday, and it was just pick one off here, two off there. You know, we did coves, we did mid bay reefs, shallow shoreline reefs. We did all kinds of stuff. But Dutch caught a few on top. I had Buzzy and Dutch and Scott Metzger yesterday.
Oh, Mesker.
Dutch is the only one through a topwater. He caught two of the better fish, Chronicle fish. One was about
Chronicle
3
fish.
Yeah, he caught one on top or a couple on top, and then everything else we caught on worms. But
yeah,
it was a grind. We had a good time as we always do. That's a Well,
James was going, man, surely Hillman's, he's limited out, man. They need to let him get on out here. He goes, I bet he shows up today. He's going to limit out.
What time was y'all's tea time? I don't remember.
2:05 yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, man, I almost would have been able to make that, but I was trying to get blood out of a turnip around that time, I think. We were just, there was no sign of life in the bay. We just kept moving around and casting.
The midday blues. Finally we decided,
man, none of us need any more practice. And we went on in, but I don't know what time he called me. I think he had one guy. They were done real early, and then they caught a few more. But we didn't make our first cast till like 7:45 yesterday. We got a really late start. Again, another excuse, but I think that bite was – what bite there was, I think, was probably pretty early yesterday.
Probably. But, the way it sounded with James, I don't know where that little booger gets his energy. Gets up at 4 in the morning, fishes, then comes in and goes and swims, and then he'll go run or ride his bike and then meet me at the golf course and play golf till dark. I'm going, man. What an animal.
2 days in a row. 2 days.
Hey, you'd have laughed so hard yesterday. They gave us a cart. I said, James, this cart ain't right. These batteries are low. I'd go, on the front nine, we could barely make it up a hill. And on the back nine, we're trying to get to the clubhouse. I said, we're not going to make it. We go up this hill, and it just quit. We're just sitting there. He gets out, and he's pushing the cart, and I'm all the way to the floor with the gas trying to get it up that hill so we can get in. I said, this is crazy. We laughed, man. It was hilarious.
That's hilarious.
James goes, if Hillman were to come, he could have tied a rope on us and drug us in with his cart.
Well, I wanted to make it. I wanted to make it the last 2 days, but things just didn't work out that way. But you're playing pretty good from what I understand.
I don't know what happened. I changed my swing up since I hadn't played since. I think the last time I played a round of golf was in 07. It was one of the SR610, one of our events out at Black Horse. And that was the last time I played. I kind of gave it up. And so I changed my swing up so I wouldn't break anything or hurt anything. You know, that old man swing. And it's all it's coming together, man.
It sure sounds like it, man. Just wait. When I get finally hook up with you guys, I'll drag you down. I'll get your game going another direction.
Hey, I've never laughed so hard in all my life. If you've ever fished with James, you'll laugh all day fishing, but on a golf course, it's even better. The antics are, the one lines are just crazy.
It's
hilarious.
I know. Dad and I,
I don't know where he comes up with that mess. That guy's something else.
We're trying to remember all the stuff he was saying when me and him and Dad played a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember half of it. But anyway.
Sorry fishing was tough, man. I mean, that's we've had. It's been a roller coaster. Just when you get a pattern going, you think, hey, I got them for good now. Well,
that's it.
You get humbled real quick.
I've had a couple of pretty decent weeks, and I finally get kind of a – I guess I'm having about one slow day a week. But, man, what are you going to do? I mean, the east wind at about 15 – 80-degree water in October. Again, more excuses, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And these fish, they're really not slicking, not for me anyway. Now, Monday, right out of the box, we got on a little pile of slicks, and that was a little – Monday was a little bit different. And we actually caught a few real quick and then struggled for about the first 2.5-3 hours, and then when that tide changed, they lit up pretty good, and we caught a lot of really nice fish.
Right.
All on tails. And everything worked the way it should have worked. We drifted ridge lines with the line with just heavy shell, stuff you get hung up on.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 foot of water, worked slicks, had some turns. It was just, once they got going, it was easy fishing. But every day since then, it's just been root canal stuff. And we're just not seeing the signs. They're not showing us, not for me, what I'm doing at least. These fish aren't showing us anything. Now, yesterday, when we did start catching a few, then they started popping some slicks. They were throwing up. You know how they'll throw up when you hook them? But if we were just fishing structure and reefs and areas where I've caught a few fish this time of year anyway, and just fishing spots, basically. And they weren't showing us anything until after we started catching a few. And that doesn't help you a lot. If you're riding around, looking for something to focus on, some fish signs, you're going to burn all the gas.
It's slim pickings fishing like that. We're used to run and gun fishing, and you can't do it these days. We've had to change our approach somewhat. You got to go where they're at and sit on them till they do what you want them to do, and that's eat.
And
if you're
exactly
not there
right.
when they bite, you're done.
No, that's you're dead on. You're dead on. And, I say it over and over again. And right now, at least for me, you better have the right guys, throwing lures and stuff to be able to catch them, because
sure.
it's not a gimme. It's just not a gimme. And you talk to anybody who's catching fish right now, I'm going to tell you something. I talked to a few people yesterday. There's a few more people fishing now, a few of the guys that staying a little more busy, a few of the lure guys. And I talked to them, and there's only a handful of people catching anything of any substance right now on lures, like what I consider catching, at least 15 to 20 keepers a day.
Yeah.
You could put, if we'd have kept all the sand trout and all that kind of crap yesterday, you could have thrown our 10 trout and a bunch of sand trout in the cooler, throw that flounder on top, take you a nice little picture, slap
little,
it up on
little
Facebook.
Trinket trash.
Yeah, and make it look big time.
Do a little chest beating. There you go, buddy.
Yeah, but in reality, you're talking about fishing for 7 hours for 10 keepers.
Yeah.
And I'm not crying about it at all. It's just, it is what it is. When it gets cold, if it gets cold, we're going to have a lot better fishing. That's the way it always works.
Yeah,
but we're still in limbo, man.
Yeah, we are. We're in that weird transition right now. We're just stuck in limbo, and we need some weather changes. We need that water temperature to get down, man. It's, 80-degree water late October. Crazy. We're going to go from summer to winter.
I read something a couple of days ago that we're in a La Nina pattern. And I guess in a La Nina pattern, at least this La Nina pattern, the northern portion of the country is going to have a wetter and colder than normal winter. And the southern states are going to be drier and warmer, milder winter. I hope
I'll take the dry. Bring that dry on, man. I'm all for it.
Yeah, no problem. But me too. But we need some cooler weather for sure.
La Nina, El Nino, green jacket, gold jacket. Who gives a care? This fish, man.
I know, man. Just go fishing.
That's it.
Go fishing.
Burn that fuel, and fuel's cheap. Burn it up, man. Go for it.
I'm telling you, spend that money. That's what I was telling Johnny B before we got on. He said, "How's it going, Steve?" And I said, "Well, it's been
spending
an expensive
money.
Week. It's been a. I had to get new batteries put in my boat. Get my oil.
That's
changed.
It. That's what we do. We work harder.
Yeah.
And fish harder, and make more money to spend more money. The more you fish, the more stuff you tear up and wear out.
That's it. But I'm just trying to. This time of year, every year, I'm real conscious of having good hot batteries, everything working perfectly." Going into the winter, because inevitably
because when cold weather gets here, if you got one that's a little bit weak, it's gonna go down first cold spell.
That's exactly right. But these batteries should last me a while. I had Chris put those they just did it. I didn't have him put them in there, but they put AGM cranking batteries back in there, and they're a little pricey, but
they're supposedly gonna
last me at least 5 years. My last ones lasted me almost 5 years. And hell, they were still kicking like a chicken when I had him pull them out. But if I'd known they were going to cost that much, I probably would have left them in there. But anyway, just trying to get everything, keep everything up to speed leading into the fall and winter, if we ever have a fall and winter. I don't know what this front's going to do. This one tonight or tomorrow. Is it going to drop the temperatures much? I know we're going to get a lot of wind out of it.
Yeah, we're going to get down in the 50s, you know, with this one.
Oh, really?
Good. For one night, yeah. Then we'll get a warming trend before the next front on Wednesday next week.
Yeah, I know the wind switches back to the south on Sunday already, I saw.
Yeah, we're going to turn around pretty quick and get up in the 80s again, and then we'll cool down and have a week where we don't touch the 80s for highs. That's good. That's what I want.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back down to the ranch.
All right, buddy.
We went down last weekend. All right, man. We'll go
let
all
wrap her
today.
Up, man. Well, I'm glad you're living the dream and doing your thing, bud. And,
yeah. Sometimes I just have to pinch myself and make sure I'm not dreaming.
That's true. Fish are jumping in the boat, man. They're eating a prop off your boat.
They are.
It's awesome. All right, Steve. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about getting hooked up and going fishing with you this winter, throw them out a number, man.
All righty. 409-256-7937.
You got it. Well, Hillman, have a good day. Good luck to you, and may you catch them all. Catch them up.
Thanks, Mickey. Thank you.
All right, Steve.
I'll holler at you.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, take care. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman in G-Town and San Leon, all that area. He fishes all over the place. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But bright and early Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, we'll be back at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.